Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this show, we explore the rich field of UK films about bank robberies made in the 50s and 60s. I hope you enjoy the show. You may be aware of show number 60 called Casino Heists, covering a genre of film that belongs almost exclusively to Hollywood. Well, there seems to be a similar thing going on in the UK about robberies. There's a wealth of good English films that have been made about robberies, and I can't start without mentioning the daddy of them all, The Italian Job, from which this immortal line came from the lips of Michael Caine.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off!
And what a romp this is. There's a clever plot, great scenery, great cars, great acting, great everything. Now, Fiat wanted to donate any number of cars for free, but the director, Peter Collinson, he was adamant they should be British minis and a symbolic of the UK. As a result, the authorities refused to cooperate, and apparently the mafia created real-life traffic jams which were filmed.
Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole, la 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 la. On days like these when skies are blue and fields are green, I look around and think about what might have been. And then I hear sweet music float around my head as I recall the many things we left unsaid. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes played games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. I'd like to think you're walking by those willow trees, remembering the love we knew on days like these. It's on days like these that I remember singing songs and drinking wine while your eyes play games with mine. On days like these I wonder what became of you. Maybe today you're singing songs with someone new. Questi giorni quando vieni il bel sole.
la 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 la.
Peter Yates was asked to direct The Italian Job before Collinson, and he just made Robbery, starring Stanley Baker. Now, that's a gripping film following the meticulous planning that went into the great train robbery in 1963. A train carrying over £4 million in cash from Scotland to London was held up. It's really well put together, and the car chase at the beginning of the film came to the attention of Steve McQueen, who promptly hired Yates to direct Bullet next. Now, Stanley Baker, who stars in Robbery, made a few other notable pictures about the same subject, including one called Perfect Friday, in which he plays a deputy bank manager who sets up a perfect plan to rob his own bank. David Warner and Ursula Andress play a penniless lord and his wife, and Baker brings them in to help him. It's really well directed by Peter Hall, who was actually a theatre director and didn't direct too many films.
We'll be right back.
Stanley Baker's head must have been spinning as he regularly went from playing a policeman to a robber from film to film. Another robbery picture he was in that's worth looking at is The Good Die Young, in which Lawrence Harvey assembles a team of guys in need of money to help him rob a postal van. As well as Baker, he recruits Richard Basehart and John Ireland. A young Joan Collins makes an appearance, together with Gloria Graham. Lewis Gilbert directed, and he went on to direct three Bond pictures.
Sitting a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one-room country little shack, sitting here a thousand miles from nowhere, in this one-room country little shack, my only worldly possession is a raggedy old 11-foot cotton sack. I wake up every night about midnight, people, I just can't sleep no more. I wake up every night about midnight, people, I just can't sleep no more. Only crickets and frogs to keep me company, and the wind howling round my door. Some kind of companion, even if she dumb, deaf, crippled, and blind.
By the late 1950s, British cinema it held its own against the American film noir, and there were many gritty thrillers that were well made and contained many good British actors. A British director emerged at the time called Vernon Sewell, who was very good at turning out a thriller, and one of his favourite actors was Darren Nesbitt. Sewell made Strong Room in 1962 that portrayed an interesting bank robbery, in that the manager and his secretary are locked in the vault. Nesbitt and his gang begin to panic as time is running out, before the air in the vault is exhausted.
Thank you.
Darren Nesbitt, like Stanley Baker, he also jumped from playing a cop to a villain from film to film. But Strongroom followed on from another Sewell-directed film, The Man in the Back Seat, in which Darren Nesbitt and his buddy Frank attempt to mug a bookie going home from a dog racing track one night. Unfortunately, the briefcase the money is in is attached to a chain around the bookie's wrist. They drive around London trying to find a way to separate the case from his wrist with him on the back seat. Carol White makes an appearance as Frank's wife as things continue to go wrong. In Give Us Tomorrow from 1978, Darren Nesbitt and another gang attempt another bank job, this time by holding the bank manager's family as hostages at his house. Sylvia Sims plays the manager's wife very well against the thug of Nesbitt. Unfortunately, this film has the worst soundtrack ever, so we won't be going there. In Cash on Demand, directed by Quentin Lawrence, Andre Morel holds another bank manager's family hostage in exchange for 97 grand. Peter Cushing is brilliant as the austere and mannered bank manager, and this is one of Hammer Films' best efforts. Another excellent Stanley Baker heist movie is A Prize of Arms, in which a gang sets to steal an army payroll from an army camp. It's got a great sense of authenticity about it, and it's an ingenious plot. Tom Bell and Helmut Schmidt also star. It's sharp, it's fast, it's got twists and turns, and is well worth a look. Interestingly enough, Nick Rogue is credited as a co-author, and it had a great tagline: "Never in the history of crime was so much taken from so many by so few." Unfortunately, this film has almost no music to play except for a few seconds at the end. One more Stanley Baker film must be mentioned in this show, and that's Joseph Losey's Criminal from 1960. This is one of Baker's finest performances as an ex-con who robs a racetrack and then loses all his friends. Johnny Dankworth provided a great soundtrack.
Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came from loving a thieving boy. Oh, my sadness, oh, my joy, came from loving a thieving boy.
In Loophole, Albert Finney has a go at robbing a bank. He talks a broke architect, played by Martin Sheen, into joining his gang. Susanna York plays Sheen's unsuspecting wife. Finney puts together a very good bunch of guys, and you're drawn into their camaraderie as they meticulously plan and execute the job through the sewers of London. It's directed by John Quested. It's worth checking out for Lalo Schifrin's great score.
Thank you.
Finally, I'd like to recommend A League of Gentlemen, which is a cross between The Good Die Young and A Prize of Arms. Jack Hawkins plays a disgruntled ex-lieutenant colonel who finds seven other dissatisfied servicemen, each of whom has a skeleton in the cupboard and has a speciality field. He then trains them to pull off a bank robbery with military precision and discipline. Brian Forbes wrote the screenplay and it was directed by Basil Dearden. It's got a great cast, including Richard Attenborough, Nigel Patrick, Terence Alexander, Norman Bird, Brian Forbes and his wife Nanette Newman, and Roger Livesey. Forbes' screenplay ended with the gang being successful, but you couldn't do that in those days. Oliver Reed even makes an appearance. If you get to see or know these films, you'll agree that there was nothing wrong with the British film industry in the late 50s and early 60s, and we did a fine job in the robbery line. So what happened?